Did you ever watch Interstellar?
No.
Dude, I was gonna remind you because I want to talk about it so
I know.
bad. It is a long ass movie
It
though.
is. It's like what, over 3 hours,
I think
right?
so. Let me see,
I like
actually.
am weird too though. Like sorry. I need like I don't know. It needs to
What?
feel right. You know what
The
I'm saying?
moment
Yes.
when he
Like I
watch it
can't
with
just
you?
throw it on. Like I need
Yeah.
to feel right. I need to, 'cause like you said, it's a long ass movie, so I'm
Let
not
me
about
see.
to
Oh,
freaking.
it's 2 hours and 50 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, so I thought
It's
it was
long.
like over 3 hours. Wicked was long.
Over 3 hours?
I think
No, let
so.
me
Look
see.
it up. Wait, have you still not watched Wicked? Oh
No.
my God.
Bro, because nobody wants to watch it
I'm
with
like, it's
me.
on freaking TV
Yeah.
at this point. You better just watch it.
Wait, let me see. How long is. I'm gonna make you rewatch it with me in the house.
I'm like,
No, I swear. Oh, 2 hours and 40.
okay.
So they're, but that's long. I'm not
It
gonna lie.
is.
So,
It is.
yeah, that
No,
is
but what
long.
the hell? What movie is 3 hours that, like, there's a movie
There
that.
is a movie that's super long. Wait, let me see. They're not gonna tell us. I'm gonna look up
No,
what.
you know what movie is long as shit, but I don't know if it's over 3 hours, is 300. Have you seen 300?
No.
You haven't seen that movie?
The Wolf of Wall Street, Titanic, The
Oh, that's only
Godfather.
2 hours. Don't know. I'm like, what movie?
Wait, I
What
watched
movie?
The Wolf of Wall Street. Let me see. Wait, I want to see if that's. Wait, how long is that?
Oh, yeah, that says 3 hours. Oh, Oppenheimer, did you see that? Oh, Endgame. That was one that was 3 hours.
Oh,
That was worth
but
it,
that doesn't
though.
even seem like that's 3 hours.
No, it
Dude,
really
Marvel's
doesn't.
so good. Actually, I just was having a conversation with somebody, and they're like, I don't really like Marvel movies. I was like,
No, I love
block.
them.
I
I
love
love Marvel
Marvel.
movies.
Dude,
Like, why not?
I love Marvel movies.
They
They're
just
so
don't
good.
like the hero of it
I
all,
get, I
or.
don't know. I really don't know. But I love Marvel movies. They're so good. Isn't Captain America's. Oh, it's coming out on February 14th.
You know, he's one of the he's one of the movies that I didn't like though.
His?
Yeah.
Yeah,
It was kind
his.
of, he's just like okay. Like I
It's
like
the
Iron Man
new
movies.
guy now.
Oh, that took over for
Yeah, let me
him.
see.
Oh, so maybe that'll be good.
Maybe, right? Like, see, but I also don't like all of that. Like, I don't like everything switching up. Like, now that Iron Man's gone,
Right. No, I know.
Brave New World, I think it's called. Yeah, look. See, now I also don't know.
I
Like,
mean, I'll give it a chance. I still haven't watched Deadpool and Wolverine, and I really want to watch
oh,
that.
actually, I liked it.
Yeah, it
And
was good.
yeah, and you know what's funny is I didn't think I was because I'm not gonna lie, Deadpool's a little cheesy to me.
I love
You
Deadpool.
do? Maybe
Yes.
I just, I don't know. I was just like, but I loved it. So
No,
maybe I,
he's, I feel like,
yeah.
yeah, no,
But I
he's
love
good.
him.
He's
What's
one,
his
I
name?
like how he's not serious.
Yeah.
Like as serious as like
Yes.
Iron Man, I love those movies, but like they're a little could be fall asleep vibes.
Yeah.
But Ryan Reynolds, I love
Yeah,
him
Ryan
too.
Reynolds. Yeah, I love him.
Definitely one of my favorites. But okay, something.
What?
So do you remember last episode we were saying towards the end? I think we said like, okay, leave something in the comments or whatever, like we usually do. But then towards the end, we were like, okay, I want to see who's really listening. Like if you're really listening to this podcast and you made it to the end, comment that you want to know what kind
Asia?
of emails we got. Yes, Asia and somebody else that she said it was her first time watching and that she loved
Oh,
it, but
yeah,
that
I
she
saw the
wanted
other
to
one.
know.
I
Yeah.
that's so funny. I got confused. When I saw that comment, I thought they were talking about like, what do you mean email? Like I thought they were saying like
Oh.
what do we do with the
Yeah,
emails?
no. I'm like
Oh.
I don't
Okay.
know what we should say, right?
We can say it.
I mean
We're
they were
unapologetic.
watching, right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
You
I'm gonna try to, if it's like too long, I'll sum it up, but I feel like I can't say it any better than how it was sent to us.
Okay. Yeah. It's literally short too, I think.
What was
And
the name again? Do you remember?
let me see, wait.
Oh wait, I remember we sent one. Hold on. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
Okay. So we got an email that said, "Hey, my name is whatever. I subbed to you on YouTube. Your first pod was great. Can I request a video for you two to do in your next episode? I have a fun idea." So we're like, "Oh my God, exciting, whatever." You know, we tell her, "Thanks for tuning in, blah blah blah. What is it?" She goes, "Can you two do a plug each other's noses contest in your next pod?" You sit and face the camera and plug each other's noses closed tight in capital letters for 8 minutes. You can do a Q&A or answer would you rather questions, but you can't let go of each other's noses the entire time. The person who lets go of the other person's nose the most amount of times is the loser, and the loser has to do a funny dare that the winner chooses. It would be funny. What?
Bro, the hell? I
have no words.
I don't either. And I was like, wait, bro, I was like, what? And I swear, I promise you we're not trying to be mean, but that's just a little...
No, it's weird. It's weird. It's weird, and I don't know why you would suggest that. No, because the other thing about it, too, is I was looking at this person's YouTube afterwards, and, like, sometimes it'll show, I don't know if it's all the time, but it'll show, like, if that person has commented on any other videos.
Yes.
And they have, and they commented on another person asking the same thing. But they actually did it.
3 years ago, though. Pause. Can we? Years ago. Right. I was like, there's no way. Like, didn't that make me feel weird? I was like, okay, like, I don't know. It made me feel weird.
So, I don't know if they're just, like, finding new people on YouTube and asking them to do.
Yeah.
Is this a kink? Do you guys know?
I don't know. That's what I thought. I was like,
it's a kink.
I don't know. I started to get creeped out. Dude, my memory is so bad, though, because literally... Like, before you even said that, before you started talking about that, and we were going to talk about the comments, I thought that Asia wanted to know what we bleeped out.
Oh, yeah. No.
I know. And then I, yeah.
No. I mean, probably that, too.
I know.
I know, but I'm like, shout out Asia. Oh, my gosh. One time, I didn't even tell you this, but one time I was trying to find this other email, but I'll find it later. When we first started doing the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the episode, but we opened and we were talking about how people were giving us some constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. And she sent me this voice memo, which was so cute. And she was like, I heard, you know, I was watching your podcast and like, mm-hmm. I heard that part. And she's like, honestly, I think anybody that says that just doesn't know you guys for real. Like, yeah. You guys are literally just being yourselves. Mm-hmm. If anything, like, you know, it's a matter of getting more comfortable, but like, there's nothing that you're doing wrong. Like, okay. She was like, I love it. So I love you, Asia.
I know. Thank you. I know, because it's like, I feel like if we act any different, then it'd be like scripted or right. like not no, being right. ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this is literally us.
Yes.
Like, on a daily basis.
Truly. Truly.
So. But, yeah.
So send us some normal emails. We got another one too, but I just don't even know how to explain that one.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I'm talking about?
The long one?
Yes. Long story short, it was a really long email. And at first, I was like, oh, my God, cool. Because he was talking about how him and his girlfriend are going to be new parents to mm-hmm. a kid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, they want some advice, mm-hmm. whatever. But they kept, like, talking about – they kept asking if they should blow raspberries.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if this is, like – I
But it was repeatedly, yeah. like, over and over and over and over. I don't know. I don't know, you guys. But send us some normal emails for us to share on the podcast.
Anyways. Should we do the intro?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
If you're new here, thanks so much for tuning into the show. And if you're coming from our last episode, welcome back.
Yes, you guys, TikTok might actually be gone on Sunday.
I know. I think it will be.
Which actually, this is going to be posted on Wednesday, so it'll be gone.
Potentially.
This is crazy.
Unless Trump comes in and saves the day.
See, I don't know because I don't think like, okay, so they said no matter what I was reading, and I could be wrong, is that Sunday, it's gone, right? Like, it's gone. If we try to open the app, it's going to be black. But when Trump gets into office, he's supposed to save it. But you guys, I think that's going to take a long time. Like, I don't think it's just going to be like a snap of a finger and it's back in the app store. But I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know. There's been so many things said about the TikTok ban at this point. Like, at first it was that even if it was banned, we'll still be able to have it on our phone. But then, like, TikTok goes through weekly updates. So mm-hmm. even though we'd still have it on our phone,
slow,
it would be bugged.
Yes, yeah.
So, but then now people are saying, it's like, it's going to be a black screen. So I don't know. You really never know. But
yeah.
That's crazy.
I know.
I feel like TikTok was so short-lived. That was
I know.
Pretty much 4 years, right?
Because yeah. And I didn't even when it was big. Download it for like I think the first
me
year.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I was like, no, no.
Yeah, remember?
So stupid.
Yeah.
I know. Trying to be different so bad. literally the most entertaining app that we have.
I know. Now. And I'll never forget too, like the first time posting. And I was like so cringed out. I was like, ew. But what the heck? It's like so fun. Yeah. No, it's like the best. So I don't know. I really hope that he will like do something, but
you know what's irritating me about it though is what? Like how all these people, all these Americans keep coming out and being like, oh, TikTok, like I have, like Mr. Beast, did you see that video of Mr. Beast
where the lawyer,
like, well, he was like, I have, you know, 7 millionaires mm-hmm. ready to buy it from you. Kevin O'Leary has been talking about how he wants to purchase it. Mm-hmm. Who else? I don't know, there's all these people, all these Americans that are like, oh, I'll buy it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you guys not listen? They don't want to sell it to an American. So it doesn't matter how much money you have. Like,
then that would like change the whole algorithm.
Right.
Algorithm. Yeah.
Right. Like, then they would control it.
Yes. Yeah. And the whole point is like, the whole reason TikTok is what it is because like nobody in the US owns it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're just mad that
it would be limited. It would be censored. It would be what all of the other social media apps that America does own are. So.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I know, but we'll see.
R.I.P. TikTok.
I know, I'm gonna be so, I know, I've been like posting whatever, I've just been having fun, and like a couple people have been like, I miss your mom content, and I love it, but I'm just like, listen, I'm posting whatever.
I'm like, we only have so much time. I know. Or have you seen that rumor? I don't know if it's a rumor, I don't know. No, I'm sure it is. That people are saying like once TikTok is banned, it's gonna automatically post all your drafts, so people are like all scared. I'm like, can you imagine it did
and
though?
Imagine it did that and we can't see. I like, dude, I would cry.
No, what if imagine it did and like one of your videos got like 800 million views all of a sudden, you couldn't even be famous for it.
No, with TikTok I have to delete them often because my storage runs out.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Or I updating know. It
yeah
it's gone yeah know? But anyways, okay, so this episode eight right?
Yeah
okay, it's like we never know, but we're just gonna be chill, talk about some just like random questions, like what do you call this, like just like chatting.
Yeah
Just chatting,
vibing. Yeah,
just chatting, but for you get it.
No
okay,
what
on streaming they have what's called just chatting, and that's like
when she said you get it as if I would just know what the No, but we are just chatting today.
Yeah, we're that just really chatting today. We I had a wait. What? I guess I never wrote anything down.
You're all looking for it.
I was supposed to though, because maybe I wrote it in their messages. But I guess one of them I have on the top of my head. But one of them I was gonna ask you. No, actually, I need to go back to my messages because I forget. Hold on, wait, let me look. Okay, we got it. We had a technical difficulty there. Okay, excuse so what is your biggest ick that like a man has given you or men give you?
Oh,
like
my your god. Oh my god, how much time do we have?
Right. I was like, wait, I can't choose one.
There's so many, I'm not even kidding. Okay, well, I don't think this is any specific order.
Okay.
You're
gonna name like, a couple?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can go back and forth. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
An ick for sure, men, but I guess could be in general.
Okay.
Is lack of hygiene.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you guys?
Like, they just like
at this big age, stink? You don't know that you stink. People, okay, actually, that's an ick. People that pretend, because there's no not knowing.
No.
Pretend that they don't know that they stink.
There's no way they pretend, though. There's no way that, no. They have to, like.
Because you know.
How?
As soon as something's funky, you know. And that means you're still deciding to walk out.
But that can't be. I don't believe that people go out knowingly stinking.
That's what I'm saying. But they do, right? See, but that's where it's hard, because it's like there's no way you don't know, but at the same time, you really still stepped out like that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that I like if people go out like and generally think that, then that's absurd.
I know.
I just think there's no
it's
way.
An ick.
Like, I think that they like either. OK, in my head, what I think happens to these people is one, they like didn't shower. Okay, that's an option, obviously.
Right.
Or they showered, didn't take a good shower, and they didn't
you don't know how to shower.
Right. Or they didn't put on deodorant, right? So then by the time they get to the place, like, they probably sweated in the car, especially because people be sweating, okay?
They do.
So they're like, so then by the time they get to the place they're at, like, they're starting to stink, but it's gradually getting worse.
And it's then cooking. It's
just like, yes, yes. That is what I envision happening. Okay. Because
there's, so, like, they don't mean to,
I would saying? Hope so.
I mean,
because if they mean to.
Okay, but then what would you do in that situation if you go out somewhere?
And I forgot deodorant?
No, like, you just gradually started. Like, you left the house smelling good, but then all of a sudden.
I would literally go figure out what is happening. And then, like say, because there's been times where I forgot deodorant, but I'm going to go to the store.
Well, I'm like, I've never experienced that, though. Like, well,
I haven't stunk or whatever.
No, but, like we're saying, though, right? Like, maybe people didn't leave the house smelling bad, but then once they get to the location, whatever they might have went through on the way is why they stink.
But it has to be because
I've never experienced that.
It has to be because they don't either know how to wash properly, or the reason why they stink is because, like, they left the house smelling good because they showered, but they forgot deodorant.
Yeah
Well, but I also don't know how some people can smell that bad,
right?
Like, if you forget deodorant, it shouldn't be that bad,
right? I mean, and just forgetting, I mean, there's some people that can afford to forget, and there's others that can't. And if you're one of those ones that can't, and you still seem to forget,
yeah,
that's an ick.
No, if there's ever, it's probably happened twice in my whole entire 25 years of life. I'm like, oh, wait, let me run to the store. Because there's no way that, I mean, no matter if, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm just not going to.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
That's an ick.
Yeah. No, hygiene, yeah. But I feel like mine are so specific. Maybe.
Like what?
Okay, I cannot stand men specifically when they have long fingernails. Mm. Why do you have long fingernails?
Mm-hmm.
Or one?
And they're dirty.
Ew.
Yes,
okay. No, wait, that happens. I'm not lying, bro. It'll be like the pinky.
Ew, no.
Or the thumb.
How do you do that? No.
That's so gross to
or
me.
Or dirty fingernails, I think, ew, is another thing. Like, even if they're short and they're dirty, like, no, that is disgusting.
Yes.
No, you know what another one I have is, what? And this I feel like is kind of specific, and you'll have to tell me if you relate, because this is something that has always pissed me off.
Okay.
Have you ever, like, experienced a man, like, maybe you're, like, first starting to talk to them or something, mm-hmm. like, you know, I get playing around with each other, but they use being rude as flirting. And what it usually is, though, every single time, is mocking you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever experienced that where, mm-hmm. like, you say something and then they're like, you say something? And I'm,
bro,
like,
that
immediately? No. Immediately, no.
Jail. No.
Right.
That is, like, ew, that's almost cringe to me.
It is.
You're like, okay, you just, now, and then I will never look at you the same.
At all. Because I'm like, why would you think that I would like that? Why would you think that I would like that? Like, yeah. That's annoying to me.
No, yeah.
Because, like, I get playing around, making fun of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have to be, like, a kiss ass the whole time. But, like, once you do the mocking, mm-hmm. is when it's, like, okay.
No, the mocking's bad.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, like, the play, whatever. What is it called? Like, you know, talking, like, whatever.
Yeah.
That's, like, fine.
Yes.
But, no, the mocking.
And why do I feel like a lot of you do that?
Yeah.
Give me the details behind that. Has that worked?
What goes through your head?
Like, what goes through your head? Can you imagine? Like, shut up. I don't like that.
No, that's terrible.
So being rude, ick.
Yeah, like mocking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, there's, or two, well, no, that's just terrible. That's terrible. What's another one men-wise? No, okay, I have one people-wise. But this is so specific, it's gonna sound what? So weird. But it literally grosses me out to the core. And it's when people go barefoot in the airport. Like not walking, but they go to the airport with, for whatever reason, their brain isn't clicking, so they go with sandals. And so when they go through security, they're barefoot.
Oh.
That is so disgusting.
I thought you were talking about, like, no. They show up to the airport with no shoes. I'm like,
no.
Who does
no,
this?
But I think that is the most disgusting
thing
ever.
Yeah, no, because why would you do that? Why would you
That's
do that?
That's disgusting.
Why would you do that?
Or people that get on a flight and come home and, like, go lay in bed.
Yeah. Like, take a shower. You know how many people have been
that
on that plane?
That is so disgusting.
I'm like, actually, that unlocks another ick too. Men with their toes out.
Ew.
I don't get why men. There's somebody that I know that religiously, no matter what location he's going to, always has his freaking toes
You're
out.
Lying.
I swear to God. And it's like, I get it. You know, I'm not saying men aren't allowed to wear slippers. But what I'm saying is you shouldn't be outside with your toes out. Like,
maybe if you're going to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's the only time exception, a man right? should be wearing.
No, I'm thinking like at home if they have like their slides
yeah,
on
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
That's what
that's,
I'm thinking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
in public?
Put the dogs away.
The dogs is actually crazy. Dude, hell no.
No. No.
Bro, and then I just think you stink.
If you have your toes out. I don't know what it gives. No. You know what another ick is? And this is for people. Is speaking of toes out in the sandals, when I hear the. You know what I'm...
Bro.
With the slap. The slap. Oh my God.
With the flippers. But I meant with like the sandals. Flip flops.
No. Yes. The flopping of the flip. No. No.
Dude, I'm gonna cry.
That makes me die. I'm just like, why are you running in those? Stop. I shouldn't hear your foot slap.
That now. Is funny. The flip of the whatever you just said, that was No, that was funny.
Okay, another one that I have, and this is gonna feel very targeted, and that is because it is. Don't you hate when a man swears up and down like, oh, you take so long to get ready, right? You're getting ready. Yet I'm ready, and all of a sudden that's when they start getting ready.
Yes.
Like, that is one of my biggest, see, I guess that goes into like pet peeves / icks.
Yes.
Where I'm like, and they're like, well, you just take so long to get ready, like I don't need to start getting ready until, but then I'm waiting on you,
right?
How does that work?
You shouldn't say nothing unless you're ready, shoes on, outfit done, hair done. Don't say nothing.
Right. Right. No, I hate that. It's so annoying.
Okay, no. Okay, so another one I have. Is it? No, wait. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, this probably is a pet peeve. And I think you already know this one about me, but. Yeah, I think it can be an ick. But it can be anywhere. Well, I guess it has to be in the house. Like, when someone's at my house or I'm at someone's house and I use the restroom after them or in general and the freaking lid is
open,
not the seat, the lid, like, yeah. Open.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm automatically so disgusted because I'm like,
like when they flushed, they left
yes.
it open, and now
yes.
it's
yes.
everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
The walls, dude. It makes me not want to touch anything.
Like, imagine going in there with a what is it? Like
what,
the black light or something?
Oh no, I think I would vomit.
I know.
No,
literally. That is a sick one. That
yeah,
definitely
no.
is a sick
one. Right. Because I don't think people understand. Like, obviously, they have a lid for a reason. I'm just saying.
And I really feel like, which, maybe it's not, but I feel like it's more of, like, a guy
thing.
That does it,
yeah.
right? I don't know.
No, but I've been in the bathroom after women, and I'm, like, constantly, and I'm, like, okay.
You don't get it. you weren't taught.
That's so gross to me, yeah. That, no.
Wait, let me think. I was trying to think of one that I just freaking thought of. This could be a man or anyone, and I actually think I just told you this one as of recently.
Okay.
Is when, and I used to be guilty of this when emojis first came out, okay?
What?
But when somebody uses like 50 emojis in one text.
Oh.
Like it's like
like separately, like a sentence emoji or no? Like
no, like at a time where it's like 30 different
emojis. Oh, no.
Or no, not, I mean 30 of the same, like if they're laughing at something, they're like, ha ha,
oh, like,
and
a
they put hella
emojis?
Yeah, and I'm like, ew, like we don't, like I get the emotion
yeah.
off of a couple, maybe
yes.
three, you know what I'm saying? But I think like I even see old tweets sometimes of mine that I'll see, and like I used to overuse
really?
Emojis,
emojis
so bad, and I'm like, ew, it's so cringe to me. I don't
yeah.
know why. Like,
I haven't, yeah. Ugh. No, but you know what's awkward, I'm not gonna lie, is like, okay, I'm honestly not one to use emojis, I'm not gonna lie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that much. Well, it depends on the person, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can use emojis,
yeah.
but what's so awkward is when you put, like, a laughing face, and then they just, like, They're like, LOL. I don't know. Like, how do I explain this? Like, there's like not one emoji, and then I'm like, okay, let me throw. Why are emojis sometimes so awkward? Like, that's what I don't understand.
What do you mean?
I'm like, let me just throw in an emoji because, like, to lighten up the mood.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's so serious.
Right.
But then they don't put one back, and you're just like,
okay, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever experienced like that. I don't know anybody that doesn't use emojis. And I love to use an emoji. Like, if I feel like it really captures with what I'm saying. But, like, I'm not going to put 9 of them in one sentence.
Right.
Like, I'm like, if somebody does that, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's odd. But, yeah, I hate when, I don't know, people just, I don't know.
Like, dry texting, that's an ick.
But I'm not gonna lie, I can also be a dry texter.
Yeah.
Unless I have to know you for real.
Yeah.
Because then I don't know, like, I feel like people...
You know, that's true about you. Because sometimes, like, you can say something, and I feel like if I didn't know you, like, I do, I'd be like, damn, like, is she okay? Like,
yeah.
She doesn't want to talk right now or something,
See?
You know?
That's what I'm saying. No, literally, someone just told me... I was like, I'm like the nicest person ever. And they're like, you're so mean. I'm like, what? And I'm like, dude, I don't
know.
Wait,
why? Because of how you text?
Yes.
Oh.
How I text and how I answer the phone.
Oh.
But I have to know somebody.
Right.
Like, what do you want me to do? A cheer when I get on the phone?
Right. I mean, how do you answer the phone rudely?
I'm like,
what do you do?
I'm just like, hello.
Yeah, what the hell else do you say? You're like, hey, you.
I don't know.
But yeah, I feel like, I don't know, texting personality is like a thing. Like,
no,
some
is.
People turn that shit on for real. And I'm
See, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not mean. It's just that, I don't know, you have to know me.
I feel like you just don't, like, say anything more than you feel like you need to. Like, you, if, like, the answer is yes, she'll just be like, yes. Like, there's no, like...
But you see, if you're someone that doesn't know me,
no, that's
be
what
like,
I'm
yeah.
saying. So when I read it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
You're like, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Or like, yes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The, you know?
But
someone if someone's
else is
reading,
like,
yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. Because, mm-hmm. like, how I can say yes? Like, I envision me saying, like, yes. Right?
Yeah, like,
but
normal.
Someone will read it and be like, yes.
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 Because... Bro. But then there's people on the flip side where it's like, I get where they're coming from, but also like, do you do too much then? Because there's some people that be like,
yes
exclamation
point.
Like, calm down
for real. No, but yeah, see, I don't know, that's why I don't know, texting be hard.
That's
I don't even
funny.
Know. Oh yeah, we got on that topic because of emojis. I'm like, how do we get on the topic of texting? No, but what was I gonna say? Wait, I had one and I totally freaking forgot it because we were talking about, do you have one? You should go until I remember it.
Oh, okay, I have one, but this one's specifically for men, which obviously I wouldn't want to see anybody's, but this is like specifically a man ick. Is when is when I see a man's butt crack.
Oh no.
That is the most embarrassing thing to me ever in life.
That is like crazy.
Like, I feel like I could, like, think you're absolutely amazing, perfect.
And once you see that.
Once I see you turn around and accidentally show your butt crack, it's done. It's done and it's over with.
Bro,
like, no.
That is a good one.
Because how do they not feel it?
No, what I have is not, it's more of a turn off. Like, I was going to say a turn off. Okay. So, a turn off for me is when, like, I can't be goofy around you.
Because
I'm so goofy.
Yeah.
And I feel like... I don't know. I feel like if I can't be goofy, if I feel like you're going to judge me, I'm like, ooh.
I
guess, like, on the contrary, it could be people who are too serious.
I was going to say, like, people that are too serious.
Yes.
Take
like, why
too
are you
serious?
So serious? I literally just told somebody, I was like, you take life too seriously. Huh. Like, okay, I get it. Like, you should know what you're doing in life and you should be, like, you should have a path.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But also, like, it's okay. One, it's okay if you don't. It's okay if you're, like, confused, as long as, like, you're trying to work at least towards something.
Figure it out.
Yeah. But it's like, dude, I cannot stand people who take life too seriously, or the people that are like, I just really can't go out. Like, I'm not trying to go. And sure, if you want to better yourself, sure. But, dude, once in a while, have some fun.
Right.
Live your life. Like, damn.
Like, let loose a little bit.
No.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of, like, if I... really experience someone where I'm like,
or like, you know how, like, we would go, like, well, I don't know what we're doing, but say, like, we were talking about, like, we would go out to Dave and Buster's or go fucking bowling. Oops. Or go bowling. Like, I don't like people that can't just do that. Like, why?
What? I'm like, who can't do this? No. That's weird.
No, I don't know, but I know there's people out there that, oh, like, would be like,
mm, oh, like, yes, they're like, like, yes, yeah, but I'm, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, no, yes. I don't like people like that either.
Yes,
where they, I don't like somebody that feels like it needs to be like a whole
extravagant,
like, yes, yes, grand gesture of a damn exploration to be able to do something. Like, I'm sorry, you're too good for, you know, like,
right, that's what, yeah, I'm saying. I'm like, dude, just let loose, like,
who cares? Just have a little fun,
shake
with
it off,
it, right? Open up a little, it's okay.
No,
it's
okay. I know.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm trying to think. Wait, I know I have another one, but I don't know how to say this one.
Why? Wait, let
me see. Okay, wait, I have another one. Okay. This is starting to seem like I'm really coming for the men out there, and I swear I'm not. But I just, you know, tend to get more icked out, I guess. I think that's natural. But how about... Oh, hopefully we can say this. If I can't, just bleep out the second word. But men that say no homo after literally anything that has to do with, like, talking to another man.
Yeah. No. That makes me, like, question you even,
right,
more.
Because why do you feel the need to, like, yes, explain yourself?
Or that kind of goes along with, I don't even think I can go into that. But, like, men who are just so, whatever you call that, like, they have to make sure that you know. Yes. Like, dude.
Like, I'm like, don't. I've been told by men before that all men have to, like, if they're not able to joke around like that,
yes,
in that way,
then that
they're
shows
a little sus.
Yes.
Yes, yes. And I agree with that, because it's like, damn, like, yes, you can't tell, like, your friend, like, oh, I like your list without being like, but no homo. Grow up. But, like, grow
no,
up.
I agree. I agree. That makes me question you even more.
Yes.
Or, like, they get so defensive. I'm,
yes,
like, what's wrong?
Like, I know.
Like, what? Yeah. That makes me question you even more. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Noted.
Yeah. I was going to say something and I totally forgot. I have to think now. Let me think.
I'm trying to think too.
Wait.
I don't have an ick. I don't know if this is an ick. This is more of a concern. People that drink a damn glass of milk. Like, if,
oh,
you're thirsty and the drink,
wait,
that you take out of the fridge is some milk.
I need to know, do you
I
still drink dairy milk?
No.
Okay, good.
No, I, oat, almond. But, you know, I'm starting to hear that, like, those are bad for you too. Or oat, I think, specifically.
Oh. See, they have to be the healthy ones, but I'm not going to lie. The healthy ones are pretty damn nasty.
I mean, I just don't drink milk like that.
Yeah. Well, general. The reason I do is because I eat cereal.
Yeah.
I love cereal.
I do too.
You do?
I haven't had cereal in a long time, though.
I had it like for a late night snack.
Yeah.
Snack. I'll have it. But see, I do love cereal. But yeah, like Almond Breeze, that's the milk I drink. And I think that's like probably not good for you because they put all these like additives in it.
Yeah.
But no, the glass of regular milk is, well, no, see, I can't judge because
you would take out a glass.
No, I would
of
get
milk.
Chocolate milk.
Oh yeah, I
or
guess.
Strawberry milk. I would also do strawberry milk.
I still think that's a little weird.
You
but
do?
It's not as bad because I do like chocolate, mm-hmm, and strawberry milk, but I would never like
go in the fridge and get a cup.
No, I don't think so.
See, I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I would do it at home, but like, okay, when I would go to like breakfast a few times, I'd be like, can I have some chocolate milk?
Yeah,
I don't know, I like it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Or like sometimes at the gas station I'll get the Nesquik strawberry milk.
No, but it's specifically white milk.
Okay, yeah,
that's, you're a little sicko.
Yeah, like a glass of milk.
Do you think milk and ice go together?
No.
Okay, me either.
That's weird.
I think so too.
Yeah.
No. Thank god.
I was scared. No, that's weird. Or warm milk.
Ew, no.
People actually
drink
that
to go to bed
milk.
Or whatever.
Dude.
Like, are you three?
That,
please,
makes me think that makes... Why can I not speak? Like, am I good? Oh my! I'm like, no, am I good? I almost did the stroke test, like, to see if I was like, you don't get it?
No.
Bro, because, like, okay, when people are... Nah, it's not funny. But when people are having a stroke... not but serious when people are having a stroke, they slur their words, like they can't speak in, like, full sentences, and then like they can't, like, if you say like raise your arms, they can't raise both their arms.
Wait, Wait, but this is to determine whether or not they're having a stroke?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just tell?
And half of their face will be droopy. So, like, you know...
Bro, I feel like we need to get off of this topic before we get...
Bro, I was saying that I was, like, making sure I was good.
I'm, like, checking half of your...
I know, that's what I was going to say, but then you wouldn't have got it. Right, right. Then, but, no, yeah, because I just watched that episode of Grey's Anatomy, mm-hmm. and that was happening to the guy. But I knew that, because I was a lifeguard, and we had to learn all that.
I would imagine that if somebody was having a stroke, I wouldn't...
You wouldn't know?
No, I would know, oh, but, like, not having to do a test first, you know what I'm saying? Being like...
No.
Can you repeat this?
So, like, so if you were out in public, and say, like, you're at a bar, and the bartender, all of a sudden, half his face goes droopy, you would think he's having a stroke? No, you wouldn't.
But I feel like that's not the only thing that goes wrong.
Slurred speech.
That's what I'm saying.
But you wouldn't think that. You would be like, damn, did he take a shot?
No.
You think? I don't think you would so. Know?
Yeah. Hmm. That's scary, though.
No, it is scary. A stroke is like, dude, you only have, like, a certain amount of, like, seconds. If it can even be, like, right. I don't know. I mean, like, I
saved.
Yeah, like, I know a lot of people have survived it, but a stroke is really scary.
It's like you have to really catch it.
Yeah, so is a heart attack. A heart attack's scary,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that is scary.
Yeah. And they even, like, when Google says, like, what's that saying? They're like, remember, seconds not, or whatever, like, each second matters. Mm-hmm. Dude, mm-hmm. that's scary.
I was gonna
get into people, but I guess it can be a pet peeve. No, it's not even, this can't even be a pet peeve, so I don't know what we're gonna call this, but, like, do you ever, like, hate, or not hate, that didn't even sound smart, do you get annoyed? No, not annoyed either. Does it frustrate you when you can't catch up, like, you can't read somebody, like, you can't?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know how often that happens.
Yeah. It doesn't happen to me that often either, because I'm usually really good at, like, reading people. But recently I'm like, dude, I cannot read this person or catch their vibe, and it's, like, driving me insane, you know?
Yeah.
Because then I don't know how to act.
Right. You know? Right. Because you don't want to act a certain way, and they're, like,
yes,
not on the same time.
Yeah. But okay, wait, I was gonna say another pet peeve of mine, which I don't even know if I can say it, because I feel like sometimes I'll do it if I'm not being aware, is when people smack their gum. Like super loud. Or, you know what, not even gum, if you're just loud. And why are you so loud?
Like,
yes,
speaking,
being loud.
Yes. No, I hate that,
bro,
too.
I cannot stand it. One, you're making my head hurt. Two, do you, like, not feel like you're being heard?
And it's like, do you, like, not have, oh my god, that's probably my biggest ick, I mean, not ick, pet peeve in the whole entire world, is people that have no, like, self-awareness mm-hmm. of their surrounding.
Yes.
Whether that be you're being way too loud in a place that, like, shh. Or people that, like, I know all of y'all have experienced this. You're freaking walking in public, and you're walking behind someone, and all of a sudden they stop in the middle of the damn, oh, and they just stop there, and they have no regard for what's happening behind them.
No,
they
let me tell stop. You, when that happens, I'm a B-word, and I'm like, you're just going to stop right, in the no, middle right. of the aisle? I kid you not. I'm literally, like, whoever I'm with, if I'm with somebody, I'll literally be like, okay, this person just stopped in the middle. So
no, right, right.
I swear right. I'm such a B, because I'm like, no way.
No, because, bro, what is wrong with you? Like, that, nothing makes me more upset.
That, no self-awareness is mm-hmm. a good one, dude. I cannot stand no self. No, you know what is another big pet peeve of mine, which actually I just experienced, and I'll have to tell you this, is when I'm on the phone with somebody, and somebody I'm with does some dumb, like bro, like, or says some dumb, like, what
yes,
are you doing?
Yes. Or like what, like, do you mean in a matter of, like, keeps interrupting you while you're on the phone, or they just said something that you didn't want the other person
yes.
on the phone with?
Yes, dude.
I think you guys need to
I'm like, are we
both
for
me.
Real?
Like, I know yes. you see me on the phone.
Yes, but no, that's my problem. I know you know not to say that.
Right.
And so
right.
it's like, and if you don't, then you just don't have brain cells. But it's like, you have to know that you shouldn't be saying
that.
It's
almost that. Like, you wonder, like, did you do that on purpose?
Yes. Yeah. That's what goes through my mind. And one, it would be one thing if you're, like, on the phone for, like, an hour and maybe, but then, like, speak up. Be like, wait, I don't know, but that's just weird to me. Like,
say bro, something,
bro. Damn. It pisses me off. But, you know, okay, another thing I was gonna say, but this is gonna have to be, we're gonna have to take a whole episode. Why do I keep wanting to say like this? Like, I'm getting pissed off. We're gonna have to take a whole episode about this topic. But it, I guess it can also be a pet peeve, is when somebody doesn't have the same. Okay, because I'm an wait, I don't even know how to say the word correctly. Empath. Empath. Is that the word?
That's the word.
Okay, like, yeah. What do you mean? Because I'm an empath, like, I think it's really, really hard for me to, like, talk to somebody that's not. Like, just a conversation.
Like,
it's my pet peeve when somebody can't understand me on the same emotional level. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes not even emotional, intellectual level. Like, that, and I guess I can kind of go back to, like, the last episode when we were talking about, like, us getting along as friends. Mm-hmm. When I'm, like, dude, I don't even know how to say this without sounding ignorant, but when I'm talking to someone and it's just like, dude, you're
like,
not.
Like, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like.
Or there's lack of, there's lack of understanding.
Yeah.
Lack of knowledge.
We just hate idiots.
I'm trying to be like, dude, I'm trying to filter. Because it just, like, drives me insane.
Yes.
But being the empath really, really, really is a struggle because,
like, they're just, like, some people that you know you have to, like, speak mm-hmm. to a specific way for them yes. to, like, or not even that, like, just avoid a certain conversation mm-hmm. with that person until you're with another person yeah. that you know will, like, understand. And it's like, then why do yeah. I even have you around?
Or you're effed because you already start the conversation and then you realize this person you shouldn't be talking to because they're just an idiot.
Right, like, they are not going to get it anyways.
Yes, yeah. Dude, that pisses me off. That's, I'm like, dude, I just wasted this whole conversation and you're an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, no. That's one of my pet peeves. But that's like a whole, that could be an episode, like talking about like the struggle of connecting with people.
We're like the struggle, like, of being yeah. smart.
The struggle of having brain cells. Right. No,
and for the whole rest of the world.
I swear, half the time I go out and I'm like, you ever just look at someone and you're like,
yes, yes, a lot. A lot. And I think that's why, well, I don't know.
What?
Well, I was going to say, I think that's why. I feel like a lot of the time people get the wrong impression of me because a lot of the time I'm quiet. Mm-hmm. And so it comes off as like maybe standoffish, mm-hmm. you know? And it's like, but okay, first of all, the first meeting, I'm probably just observing you. If it happens again, then that's how I'm looking at you, like, girl, there's nothing for us to talk about anyways. But yeah, I think that's a struggle too.
Yeah,
coming off the wrong way like mm-hmm. that. But damn, some of you of you are hard to,
some people I'm just like, are you good in the head?
And like, we're not saying we're the smartest people in
no,
the world,
no, no,
but damn,
no. Damn. It's like the lack, oh, here we go, the lack of common sense.
Oh my god, please. That could be a whole episode.
Yeah, seriously. No, it can be, because dude, the amount of I swear sometimes I'm like, am I like
a genius?
Yes, yes. I think that too.
No, I think that I'm like, is it possible that I'm the only genius in this world?
Bro, ow, I just got shocked the shit
no,
out of.
Seriously though.
No, I swear, I kid you not. But yeah, those are, dude, we named like a billion.
I know. This is just like us, an episode of being mean girls.
No,
for
I know, but I swear we're not mean. It's just, dude, these icks have me messed up. There was more, and of course I can't think of them.
I know. What do you think is like an ick that somebody would say about you?
About me?
Yeah. And I'm going to try to think, too. Like, God, this is going to be so hard. No, I'm just kidding. No, I know there's some.
The first one that came to my head is, like, how goofy I can be. Like, how, like.
Like, what? Like, but that's to, like, a serious person, right? Like,
yeah, I guess.
It needs to be more, like,
in
general.
You think so? Because yeah. I feel like I'm so, like, well, I feel like I'm so, like, what's the word? Like, I just, like, wait, laugh about everything. Think. So I feel like some people may find that annoying.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Right. No, I guess that's true.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just because we're not like that. So, you know.
Like serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're not like that. So that's why I'm like,
yeah.
No, I don't think that's, yeah. you know. But
I think that was the first thing that I thought of.
I
don't know.
I was looking.
Or my texting, for sure.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm my like, texting. Wait, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
But I don't know if that'd be an ick.
Right, right.
That's why, see, trying to think of an ick. I have one. What? My car. Like, I always leave my Starbucks drinks.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm That's not, like, dirty, but, like, yeah. I just leave my drink. Like, I'm messy.
Yes.
Like, the car. Yeah, the car.
There used to be, I saw something, a saying. Actually, no, somebody told me this before. It was, like, a guy's room is always messy, but their car is always clean. And then a girl's room is always clean, but their car is always messy. Yeah. I don't freaking know. Dude, it's bothering me because I was looking at some earlier and I was like, damn, I can relate to a lot of these. Yes, yes. But it was more like nothing specific, like how we were saying. It mm-hmm. was more like somebody, like lack of communication. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like boring ones, so I can't really think. But maybe... like that I'm too I'm not like spontaneous enough. Like I like to know.
You think people would find that as an ache?
I think so. Like because people are, you know, they're like, it's okay, like I don't care. They yeah. have a very I don't care mindset and I'm like, no.
You wanna know?
I need to know. Mm-hmm. I need to know specifics, when, where, how. Why I need time in advance. So maybe I don't know.
Maybe, but I don't think it's an ick. I think that's
see, but like, yeah, you I don't. See. You know, we see? Don't. We don't have icks about it. Either, I guess, but leave your biggest ick. Leave your biggest ick down in the comments below, and bonus points if you leave an ick about us. What your ick is about us? Because I don't know.
Okay, so before we end, I need your opinion on this. Okay, so say like yesterday you made plans with somebody, okay, mm-hmm. and the day comes, so today, and you just haven't heard from them. Are you supposed to still think that you're going with that person?
Mm.
Like, say the plans are like at 9.
No, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
No.
Okay, I just wanted to know your opinion, because there's some people that are like, what do you mean? We said this yesterday.
Right.
But I'm like no, you didn't need text to follow me all
up.
Day.
You need to follow yeah. up and confirm. No.
I Bro, wouldn't. I'm like, okay, so sorry, I'm not, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
And if I don't, like, I should be hearing from you.
You what?
I should be hearing
yeah,
from
yeah,
you.
Like, yeah, if, no, yeah, no, I think a confirmation is needed yeah. for sure. Or like,
that's like, what?
At least they're like, hey, about to leave. Yeah. And then if they still don't respond, I'm like, I ain't leaving.
No, that's what I was going to say. Like when you're supposed to go somewhere or someone's house and you're like, hey, on the way. If they don't say okay, I'm like, I'm not coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not coming. Because then I'm going to show up and your ass is like, what are
right,
you doing here?
Right. No, then, that yeah. too. But no, I think it's like, if you have something planned, it should be a confirmation of the day.
Yeah. I think so, for sure. Okay. I think especially if you haven't talked all day, it's like, oh, yes. Weird.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, anyways.
Now that we know we agree on that, what else is new?
Yeah, I mean, we said our icks, our turn-offs. Mm-hmm. We just talked about some
icks, turn-offs, pet peeves.
Chit-chat. Yeah. But yeah, so more of a... I don't know.
Thanks for chatting with us, guys.
Yeah, thanks for chatting. Let us know in the comments if you have any more ideas for us. Again, the email is there. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Like, comment, subscribe.
And we'll see you in the next videos.
Bye.